like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Rambo Miller.
This is, it's movie time.
It is. Yo, Adrian.
No.
Yeah, wrong movie franchise.
For those who can't see our video, Wayne is here in a headband and a diminished rifle.
I guess my diminished physique right. Compared to the lumbering Sylvester Stallone in this, that, and sometimes with his arms down by his sides, he kind of looks like a silverback gorilla.
He does. Rambo, Last Blood.
Now, John, do you think it's really going to be the last in the franchise?
I think he's looking wistfully on his front porch at the end. I think he's going to dare to do another one.
Full circle from First Blood. Kind of a symmetry there.
Yeah.
Closing. This is the fifth Rambo movie.
Is that okay?
There's First Blood in 82. And each and every one, they take him into exotic to the depths of hell.
Listen, the man is suffering PTSD.
Yes.
From Vietnam.
Yeah.
In a variety of ways, he's reflected Reagan's very strong stand militarily.
Yes.
And I think throughout, he's tried to express the toughness of the United States.
Then Rambo 3, it was Afghanistan in 88.
No. He's not in bad shape for a 74-year-old man, but that hairline I just can't quite get it straight.
Yes, he got it straight.
He's retired to his dad's ranch in Arizona.
Yes.
On the mailbox is our Rambo, probably trying to make us remember Ronald Reagan. His adopted granddaughter's
absentee father that she longs to see. Now, this is a high school senior.
Yes, this is supposedly very smart, but not so smart.
Because
she goes south of the border, and she's immediately picked up by sex traffickers.
Oh, my God. Naivete. Comparing this movie to the Liam Neeson Taken
this
movie.
Can you throw in a little Home Alone?
The best part of the whole movie, about halfway in, when he is setting up his booby traps on the ranch.
Ironic. Sylvester Stallone has 165 IQ. He's a Mensa. And here he has a formula beyond formula of revenge.
Yeah.
His Rambo character, who's a Green Beret or Special Forces.
Yes.
Bright guy.
Yes.
Gets within the first hour himself almost beaten to death by about 50 bad hombres.
The bad hombres, yes. How people can travel back and forth across the border like that.
He just drives his truck right through a fence.
But, you know, it's kind of like, I know, you know, there's probably like $2 billion of the money set aside for a wall, you know, that Rambo destroyed right there with his little pickup.
We do see the wall. What I'm trying to say, I guess, is that for the convenience of the film, he does stuff that's not really very bright. If I'm going to save this film, maybe it's a satire.
And that's the big difference between the Rambo franchise and the Rocky franchise. Rocky has a sense of humor. Rambo has none.
And also, our Rambo doesn't have many friends. The people he's associated with, for instance, are bad hombres.
Yeah.
There isn't a white guy or a smart guy in all of the bad hombres who come after Rambo.
No, they are all despicable. Now, the crew, as I watched the credits, it seemed like it was equally divided between some Eastern European names and Hispanic names there. But
all right, listen, we're having too much fun with this movie.
Listen,
we don't ordinarily do lowdown movies, and it's movie time. But I think that Sylvester Stallone, Rambo, is a part of our culture.
It's going to bring
for decades.
Exactly, and it's going to bring in the crowd.
So Wayne Miller, the movie is Rambo: Last Blood. What grade do you award it?
I'm giving it a C-. And the only reason because there's certain very distasteful parts of this movie. But it was intriguing to see all the booby traps and how they were used during the big climatic fight scene. So C- for me.
All right, and I'm going to award it a C because I think there are comic elements, even though it doesn't feel like it. It must be. And because Sylvester Stallone is still riveting.
Yes, I was waiting for him to say, "Yo, Adrian, let's kick some butt." It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.